This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, the Biden administration is playing the blame game for the absolute economic devastation that has happened since Biden took office and the Democrats took over. And there's no hiding it, though. Everybody knows what's going on. But here's a compilation of Biden trying to claim, because remember, they admit, oh, yeah, inflation's high, it's Putin. Gas prices high, it's Putin. But then they say it's the greatest economic recovery ever. So here's Biden lying to the American people, the Biden administration, telling you how good it is.
How to put food on the table for their kids, be able to have a little bit of breathing room.
As my dad would then say, with a little breathing room, to give families just a little bit more breathing room. Give them a little bit of breathing room every month. Providing some extra breathing room for families. And my dad would just say, just a little breathing room. We're just looking for a little bit of breathing room. But as my dad used to say, just a little more breathing room.
In order to provide a little breathing room for millions of American families.
Finally have a little more breathing room. It's a little bit of breathing room. Just a little breathing room.
A little bit of breathing room.
You got to give these folks a little bit of breathing room in order to provide a little breathing room for millions of American families. It gave them just a little bit of breathing room. A little more breathing room. It gave them just a little bit of breathing room.
A little bit of breathing room. Just a little bit of breathing room.
Everybody's entitled to just a little bit of breathing room. Just a little bit. A little bit of breathing room. You know, my dad used to say, every family is a little bit of breathing room.
Got your breathing room? There's Joe Biden every month of his presidency saying, we're going to get you a little breathing room, a little breathing room, as they raise your taxes, raise the prices, cause inflation, all of it. Now, granted, you can't place the inflation thing just on the Biden administration, but the prices going up, the energy prices going up, that 100% you can. But that's the real inflation. It's not the devaluation of the dollar that's been going on. The real inflation is the supply chain shortages, the scarcities, the shutting off the oil, shutting off the energy. That's what's caused it. But Biden wants to give you a little bit of breathing room, folks, as he's choking you. It's like, I'm just trying to give you breathing room with his hands around your neck, shaking you. Well, we do want to give you some breathing room, or at least some insurance in case of a total collapse. That's why PrepareToday.com was created, ladies and gentlemen. And forget about going out and trying to find the best quality storable food, the best quality emergency food at the best price. We've already done that. We've done that for you, and we have it now at PrepareToday.com. So are you worried about what happens in a collapse? Are you worried about how you might feed yourself and your family? Go to PrepareToday.com and get a little bit of that breathing room that Joe Biden is telling you all about as he's got his foot on your neck, making sure you can't breathe at all. We want to give you a little bit of that. Not just high-quality emergency storable foods, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll find at PrepareToday.com, but all kinds of other emergency supplies and emergency needs that are there as well. Some of these great specials that are there on PrepareToday.com are already selling out. People are wanting to get insurance they can eat. People are wanting to be prepared for a potential collapse or a really bad situation of a food shortage. So they're going to PrepareToday.com, and they're loading up on emergency food supplies. I suggest you do the same. That's why the website was created. So if you go there, though, you'll notice some of the things they sold out already. So that's people going there, and some of the more popular packages are already selling out. But there's still plenty. It's ready to go. So these people aren't taking your order on food they don't have. They have the food. It's already boxed up and ready to be shipped out. It's just waiting for you to order it at PrepareToday.com. Again, there's air purification, water purification, survival essentials, and the emergency storable food supplies at PrepareToday.com. Do you feel short on air? Worried about what may happen in the future? How are you going to feed your family? get a little bit of that breathing room Joe Biden's talking about, go to preparetoday.com now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're joined on the phone line by Savannah Hernandez. She's actually still in the field right now in Washington, D.C. There's all kinds of craziness going on this weekend in D.C., including yesterday, a lot of the footage that we played in the first hour was from Savannah Hernandez at the D.C. Pride March that they had there. So the man walking around with his breasts out and his tuck job with his little underwear there, grinding around, humping the ground, in my opinion, assaulting an officer, and all that other footage captured by Savannah Hernandez. She joins me now on the phone. So, Savannah, you've seen a lot of this activity more and more over the course of your career as a journalist in the field. Was this maybe the wildest that you've seen here? The kinks, the puppy play, the drag queens, the men with their breasts out, the children. I mean, just try to put it all into perspective for us that weren't there.
I think the best way that I can put it in perspective, everything that I witnessed, is I feel spiritually depleted today after seeing everything that happened at our nation's capital. Again, we had children that were as young as 1 to 2 years old that were marching in this parade. And then you had grown men with their breasts out, twerking on police officers. And the crowd cheering the kids on as they marched, the newborn babies that were clad in rainbow gear as the parents had them attend this event and watch all of this happen was just insane to me. And, you know, it took me a while to even digest what I saw. As a grown adult, having to witness that was horrific, so I couldn't imagine what it would be like to witness this as a child. I'm in front of the White House right now as well, and we really have been conquered by the LGBTQ community. The federal building, the Treasury Department, currently has an LGBTQ flag flying alongside the American flag on top.
And which version? I mean, there's so many versions now. Does it have the Ukraine flag in there?
The OG original version. We don't have the Ukraine flag.
Just the rainbow.
With this one. Just the rainbow.
Wow. Well, they need to get with the times. That's actually bigoted. That's bigoted against trans and other sexual groups like puppy kinks and stuff. So they should probably change that.
Yeah. And, you know, again, it was just so disturbing to have to witness everything. And there's still large amounts of the LGBTQ community walking around D.C. And what happened to public indecency? Didn't people used to go to jail for that type of thing? There were people walking around naked in the street or just straight up in their underwear, exposing themselves to children, twerking in the street. The entire event yesterday smelled like weed. People were openly drinking in the streets. It was like a giant block party. And there's children just playing in the grass alongside all of these adults who are essentially humping each other in the park. I'm sorry to be vulgar, but that was what was happening during this event. So, again, the only words I can use to describe this are horrific, and it really just shows how much we've degraded as a nation. We've been conquered by this community. They're targeting our children. They say it straight out. And what are we doing to counter any of this? Nothing. We've been conquered. Their flag is flying everywhere.
Well, that was my point in the first hour was, And it really is. It's larger than even that. Any of this activity that we see in the name of gay pride or trans story time or any of this other stuff, in any other circumstances, it would be criminal. In any other circumstances, it would be considered indecent, lewd conduct, probably even an arrestable, finable offense. Here's a perfect example. The video you shot of the gentleman with his fake breasts out, jumping around, and he goes up and he tries to twerk on a police officer. I feel so bad for that police officer. That police officer should have turned around and knocked that guy cold on his butt and arrested him for public indecency and lewd activity in front of a minor and see how he liked that. But, oh, see, so you're allowed to do all this illegal activity, lewd misconduct in front of minors, all this other stuff, because it's liberal, it's gay pride. Any other circumstance, you'd never be allowed to do that. But if it's, oh, if it's liberal gay pride, okay, yeah, public indecency, lewdness in front of minors, it's all good.
Exactly. And they kept spouting, love is love, love is love. And I said, okay, well, what does that mean? Because there are hundreds of minors in attendance today. Again, I think the youngest child that I saw, maybe 1 or 2 years old, toddling along, being hyped up by the crowd, holding a little rainbow hand-drawn sign that I'm sure, you know, his parents drew for him. And again, it's like, oh, love is love. You just love whoever you love. And that's what these people are doing, and that's what they're perpetuating in our society. And it's just, it's horrible. And, you know, Sue, the best part about that video is that man found my Instagram account and said that I was transphobic for the way that I framed the video. I said a man with breasts, that's apparently transphobia. And because of Instagram, I can't call that out unless I want to get completely deleted off the face of the earth for exposing this type of corruption. So that's big tech. That's the modern day. And, of course, you have the mainstream media and every single major corporation in America propping up this same community who has the audacity to say that they're oppressed, that they're the ones that are the victim in society. It's ridiculous.
People have gotten arrested and charged and had their lives ruined in some cases for going behind a dumpster to urinate, and then they'll get caught and they'll get fined. They'll get public indecency. If there's kids around, they'll get lewdness in front of a minor. They can put them on a sexual predator list for going to take a leak behind a dumpster in the woods or something. But, oh, you do it, you're liberal, you're gay, like, then it's okay. Any other circumstance, this activity would be considered inappropriate. And here, there's so many different levels of the child abuse. And I don't know if you catch this in real time, but when we're going back and we're watching the footage, you can tell most of the children seem very unhappy at these events. They seem like they're drugged there. It seems like their parents are forcing them to do this. Even that video you talked about where it's that little kid walking with the rainbow up, you can see the parents have set it up. It's like a movie shot for them. They have him walking there alone. They're walking in front of him filming like it's a movie shot. These parents, these adults are just using their kids to virtue signal, like, oh, look at how great I am as an ally. I'm sexualizing my kid. I'm grooming my kid. Aren't I great as an ally? Oh, look, I'm going to put this on social media and get a bunch of likes and a bunch of shares. I mean,
exactly.
How many
and, you know, the indoctrination and the brainwashing of our youth was so apparent. I interviewed two young girls, probably 15, 16 years old. This young girl tells me, oh, well, I'm queer. And then I thought I was pan. Then I thought I was bi. And then, you know, now I'm trans mask. And she just goes through this entire list of all of these fake ideologies and fake sexualities that this community has created and pushed on these young children that just want to feel loved and accepted in life. And again, because instead of, you know, raising up children in a traditional home, traditional family, they are now being victimized and attacked by this community because a lot of them don't have strong parents who are raising them properly. So they're latching on to these ideologies. They're confused. They're upset. The LGBTQ community loves to tout how high their suicide rates are. It's because they're degenerate. It's because look at the lifestyle that they're promoting. Look at what they're doing to children. They can't be happy. And I could see it in all of their eyes. They were soulless. They were sad. I didn't like being in that environment. It drained me. I'm still drained today having to be around these people who are pretending to be happy and pretending that what they're doing is a good thing when in reality they're all mentally ill degenerate.
Yeah, and just watching the footage, it doesn't look like the children are happy. It looks like they're forced to be there. And, yeah, then they see a dude humping the ground in front of them with fake breasts. It's a little shocking. They tend to stare. That doesn't mean that they like it. Savannah, where can people see all of your videos? Because it's impossible for me to even play them in this two-hour show.
People can find my videos on Truth Social at Sav Says or on my YouTube channel, Sav Says. Instagram at Fab with one N. And again, you know, go share those clips and videos, because it's only a matter of time before I'm completely banned again, because I will be accused of targeting the LGBTQ community because I'm showing the world what they are doing to children.
Was there any pushback in D.C. at all yesterday?
Nope. The police were enjoying their time. And again, I think I was in front of the only police officer who didn't look like he was enjoying it. But even the fire department was marching in the parade. Muriel Bowser was marching in the parade. So the government fully involved with this. And like I said, the LGBTQ flag flying alongside the American on the majority of federal buildings here near the White House.
My word. All right, Savannah Hernandez. I know it's not fun to have to go and be a part of that stuff. It's just so toxic. You don't want to be anywhere near it. But you got the best shots, I would say, from the D.C. event. And so we thank you for it. We thank you for joining us out here. And stay safe, stay sane out there, Savannah Hernandez.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, we've got more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Drag Queen Story Hour organization arrested for child porn, and yet another. How many of these Drag Queen Story Time, Drag Queen Dance Time organization leaders have criminal records, prostitution, drug dealing, solicitation of a minor, child porn, possession, all of it? Can't swing a stick at one of these events without hitting one of them. We've got more, believe it or not. We've got more. Let's check it out now. We go back to D.C., where a marcher notices a group of children and says, "Ooh, children, I'm going to really get freaky with it," in clip 10. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Ooh, a group of kids are about to walk by. I'm going to bend over and show them my ass. It's liberal, it's liberal, it's liberal. Oh, okay. It's liberal, it's gay pride. Any other time it'd be public indecency, lewd misconduct in front of a minor. But if it's liberal and gay pride, then we'd love it. What a deranged time we live in. What an odd thing. What, do they just sit there and scream because they're waving their flags? What are we cheering on here? We're just celebrating how we're grooming children. What are you talking about? Here's more of it, guys. Let's keep the fun rolling in clip 11. Oh, yeah. Let that kid be trans. Protect trans kids. Just footage of all the kids they have parading here. It's just so infuriating. It's just so despicable. They just scream and wave their gay flags. Any of these children seem happy? Here, let's bring out the strippers. Let's bring out the youth strippers. That'll do it. I'm not seeing many kids. They're having that much fun. All these children, they don't really seem to be having much fun. You know, they might like something like, maybe like a petting zoo, or maybe like a hayride, or I don't know. You know, stuff that kids have been doing in America, having fun for decades. Yeah, here's the child abuse right here. Oh my gosh. Here was the interview Savannah Hernandez was talking to. The interview she was talking about in the last segment, where they've got the youth so confused, folks. When you've got an individual this confused, do you really think they have a shot to be successful and prosperous? And I'm not trying to be rude to this young girl. She's just been blasted by psychological weaponry and by sexual weaponry. And so this is what happens. Do you think this individual has been well prepared to succeed in the world in clip 12 by her liberal colleagues?
I'm gay. Yeah.
What age did you know that you were gay?
I think at like 10 I knew that I think at 10, but I wasn't like, I wasn't clear on my gender.
Yeah, I think it was around like 10 as well when I started questioning if I was bi. And then since then it was kind of like a slippery slope because I was like, am I bi, omni, lesbian? And then I kind of like came to the point, and then now, recently I've been
now,
like...
Now, pause it real quick. These girls seem to be about high school age, young girls here. And They don't know what they're saying. Oh, maybe I was gay when I was 10. They don't know what they're saying. It's all a fad, folks. It's all a trend. Think about how many trends and fads you go through when you're a kid. Think about all the different things that come and go when you're a kid. One day you're convinced this is who you are. The next day you're convinced this is who they are. But see, with the sexual stuff, it's all promoted. It's all propagandized. It's all injected. And then it's all enforced and reinforced so that they try to carry it with them forever. Do you think these people sound like they're prepared to be adults on this planet? Do you think these two are being prepared to succeed in this world by their liberal indoctrination? Let's continue.
Like, am I pan? But then I think now I'm starting to realize that I'm queer. But yeah, it started around 10. It wasn't
so pause it. What are we talking about? We're talking about sex. Okay, let's be clear here. We're talking about sex. How do you know if you're a pansexual or any of the stuff they're talking about? What do you like to do? I mean, do I have to have a biology lesson here? So, oh, yeah, by the age of 10, oh, yeah, I liked pansexual folks. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what they claim pansexual to mean. A 10-year-old is not a pansexual. It's all a fad. It's all a fad. Like, if I'm 10 years old and I watch the Ghostbusters, and I think I'm Dr. Venkman. And so, you know, I run around with a little outfit I've got on and a little toy I've got pretending to vanquish ghosts. Or I'm playing Star Wars with my friends and we're building forts in the basement. We've got little guns and lightsabers and, oh, we think we're Star Wars Jedi Knights. Let's pretend. It's a fad. I'm not still pretending to be a Jedi. I'm not still playing with lightsabers. Oh, maybe I am. I don't know. So the point is, it's kids, and they get shown all this different sexual crap. So it's not, oh, I'm watching Star Wars. I think I'm a Jedi. Oh, I'm watching Ghostbusters. I think I'm Dr. Venkman. Or even with sports. Oh, I'm watching my favorite sports. I think I'm a basketball player. No, it's all sex stuff that they get introduced to. And then they see it all over the world around them with all the other propaganda. So it becomes this fad. But then how do you keep the fad going? Well, you're constantly changing your sex, see? You're constantly changing. So that's how they keep the propaganda going. They tell the kids, they show them the propaganda, they bring it in as a fad, and then they give them all these different flavors and tastes and colors to kind of change around with so that they never leave the table. Here, let's finish this clip.
Started around 10. It wasn't like fully formed, but I guess like that's when I realized, wait, that's a possibility? Yeah. I am genderqueer, trans mask, and queer.
What's trans mask?
Trans mask is like people under the non-binary umbrella identifying like or presenting mask.
Masculine?
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm trans and my sexuality is unlabeled. I use he, him pronouns.
Yeah, and I use he, they pronouns.
Tell us what you guys identify as. We're asking everyone here
gay
today.
Fuck. Gay. Gay. Cis. What is it? Cisgender male. There we go.
I don't know. Gender neutral. Or gender fluid. I think that's what they said. I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah.
Do you identify as gender fluid?
I don't know.
Oh, it's all made up.
I feel like, honestly, it should not be a bad thing. Like, I've talked to people who go with they and them. I'm like, well, in the grammar of things, how would you want to represent yourself? I was like, I mean, I guess it, because it's like, you're it. You're the it. Like, it shouldn't be a bad name. It should just be owned.
Yay. Yes. Yes, I love...
You can identify as he, she, her, they.
She. Pronouns are he, him. Sometimes you say, I don't get
I'm sure these people are going to be smashing successes. They've all been built for success here. You know, hey, what's your experience? What experience?
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and dot documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I think we'll be able to cover the rest of it here in this segment, the rest of the videos that we still haven't gotten to, including, I mean, perhaps the most ridiculous, ludicrous, absurd marketing campaign you've ever seen in your life from Postmates. This one is, oh boy, wow. But let's finish up some of the sights and scenes from the events. Here's one more from Savannah Hernandez. Attendees explain why it's a good thing that kids are being groomed at Pride marches.
I noticed there's a lot of kids in attendance here this year. Are there always this many kids? And also, do you think it's a good thing?
Absolutely. And it is a great thing, because I feel like making sure that children are aware of what is around them is important. You know?
Gay sex?
Just because you are around certain things doesn't mean that you're going to be persuaded to be a part of things, but you should be aware
of the you're that dumb, huh?
that live around you. And if you're not capable...
Ever heard of nurture?
It's a developmental problem, and this is
a guy in a cheetah costume, by the way.
Some of the kids who maybe saw some nudity here, maybe saw some twerking, what do you think about that?
Sometimes when you grow up, you see some nudity. Do you understand that? It helps you to understand who you are. Sometimes you're going to see some twerking.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. I work at a Montessori daycare.
And pause it, guys. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, every once in a while, a kid's going to watch a 400-pound dude shake his ass in his face. Come on, man. Yeah, you know, kid walks down the street, sees a guy's, you know, doing the old meat cycle there with the old male member. Yeah, well, kid walking down, gets a little lewd misconduct. So that's the deal, guys. Hey, if someone tries to hit you for a lewd misconduct, you're taking the link at a ball game. You're saying, whoa, gay pride, bro. Gay pride. Hey, gay pride. Maybe even have a little rainbow flag with you. Police starts to approach you to write you a ticket. You're taking a leak, you know, outside of a ball game or something behind a dumpster. You whip out that gay pride flag, start waving it. Whoa, buddy. You don't want to be a bigot. You're not going to arrest a gay pride marcher now, are you? It's like, whoa, sir. I'm sorry. I thought you were just peeing back here. That would have been sexual lewd misconduct in front of minors that are down the street here. But I didn't realize this was a gay pride march. Flaunt away. Go have a go to a golden fountain down by the kids if you want to, sir. I didn't realize you were gay. Excuse me. My bad here. Thought you were back here trying to take a leak. That would have been a crime. But you were back here showing the kids your Johnson because you're gay? Right on, brother. Excuse me. Pardon me. Let's continue.
I work at a Montessori daycare, and we are very open sexuality
daycare. Oh, we're open sexually with our kids. Nice.
Several children that are non-binary,
yeah, sure
very
are.
Queer, and it's just
non-binary.
A beautiful community, so I'd love to see it here as well. Thank you.
Guys, pause. I mean, this is ridiculous. Guys, look here. All right? I've got a little... This is a little sound pack. I don't know what we call these things. A little sound receiver here, okay? See this? This is a binary system that you have here. Okay, here's one end of the system right here, okay? Right here. Give me a doc cam. Let me just explain this to the liberals. Maybe they don't get this. It's pretty simple stuff. But liberals, guys, give me a doc cam, okay? This is a binary system here. I've got one piece, and I've got a second piece right here. Okay, and you notice how this one piece fits into the other piece whole like that. See that? And now I've got sound. Now the technology works. Now the purpose of the binary system works as intended. Just like our binary systems. Is that a good one for you there? Good little example. Do you get it? It doesn't work any other way. Yeah, like the airline telling you how gay they are, like, yeah, if I try to plug two of the same parts into one another, guess what? You're not gonna take off the plane, are you? Because it didn't work. Wow. So there you go. But let's continue here with them telling you how great it is that kids are there.
Well, they get the chance to see such a diverse culture. They get the chance to be open
so
to whatever
diverse.
Their body
there are
or their
mind what was that?
They get to
hold on, stop it. Bring it on back. Wait a second now. What? You saw it too. Guys, rewind that one back for me. I don't know. We gotta identify whatever that was. What? Oh, my God. Don't even make me say it. Is that a dildo tail? What the hell? I mean, that's the thing is, I'm watching these images just flash across the screen. I mean, this person is walking around in a rat tail. Is that a sex thing? I don't want to know. Here's someone, they got their partners on leashes. They got them with, like, chains and whips. I mean, what? Keep it in the bedroom. Why is that such a big thing? Keep it in the bedroom. I don't want to know that you wear a rat tail for sex. God. I mean, like, oh.
I get it, all right? You put your partner on a leash and you drag him around the bedroom, okay? Keep it there. I mean, what is that? Guys, if you are seeing what's on the screen, I just... They have like dog sex kink parks where sex kink dogs go and pretend they're puppies and play in a little dog park with other puppy plays. I don't want to know that you wear a rat tail during sex. Please. Where do you... Folks, she's wearing that out in public. Where do you think that's been? What type of degenerate, disgusting activities has that rat tail been a part of, and now she's out wearing it in the streets? Has that thing been properly cleaned? Oh, these furries that... They like to do their stuff inside their costumes, like that's their whole thing. They don't even clean those things. They run around hugging children with them. There was another slide in that video montage where there's like a little boy like dry humping a grown man. I mean, folks, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to see this stuff. I'm sorry. Oh, the rat tail got me. All right, the rat tail got me. You're walking. I mean, now I'm just... I mean, there's so many questions. I mean, what are you doing? You walk into your local sex dungeon? Yeah, can I get the rat tail? Yeah, you got one. Yeah, you got one of them rat tails I can get. Yeah, I was at an orgy last night and I saw someone run around in a rat tail. It's just really hot to me. I didn't know, maybe you had some lying around. What is that? Oh, it's the doggy tail. Oh, that's the doggy tail. Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw someone run around in a doggy tail at my local orgy last night. Yeah, I was getting whipped and beaten, and I noticed somebody ran by with a doggy tail. So I was thinking maybe I should get myself one of those. I barely remember it. I was, you know, as part of my kink is being beaten half to death. I'm going to teach my kids, too. It's great. Oh, just go back to the clip. I can't even.
Their body or their mind is telling themselves. They get to learn that at such a young age, and I love that for them.
A lot of people, like, that are claim to not be homophobic say that, like, they shouldn't get their kids involved. They shouldn't get kids involved with this type of stuff. But I think that, like, it should be, in adding little kids to it, it kind of helps normalize pride.
I, like, am so excited for our future because I know that it's going to be way more open and, like, accepting. And I'm really, like, happy that...
Okay, see, but pause it right there. See, that, folks, this is really why it's such a threat. Because... We're not talking about building a future of prosperity. We're not talking about building a future on innovation and technology and expansion and consciousness. No, it's gay. What the future's all about, where do I put my private parts? And how do I use my private parts for pleasure? And that makes them feel good. You, a normal person, see civilization collapsing around you. Them, a demented freak show, says, well, at least we're all gonna be gay and having sex.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So some of the final bits and pieces of our coverage from the gay pride parades and marches and the grooming and everything that comes with it here in the last segment today. I'm going to show you. And then you've got a Houston parent who brought up a situation at a Houston independent school district that is not good, that is now going to be investigated. The Texas governor has said he's going to investigate. Looks like some more child grooming going on in the schools there. So we'll have that for you, too. And then Postmates put out perhaps the most ridiculous marketing campaign you've ever seen. And we're going to play that clip for you, too, here as well. A reminder, folks, Harrison Smith taking over after this. He's going to take your phone calls. He's got a bunch of news coverage for himself. And remember, everything we do here is brought to you by you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. But I have to tell you about Prepare Today again, folks. I'm telling you, if you don't have emergency food supply, you're probably starting to think about it. You're probably starting to have the instinct to get an emergency food supply. PrepareToday.com is the source. And people are realizing it, and we're already selling out of some of the packages we have there at PrepareToday.com. So get to PrepareToday.com to get your emergency food supply. Don't worry about trying to source out the best high-quality storable foods for the lowest price. We've already done that for you. It's at PrepareToday.com. And while you're there, don't forget, there's other needs in an emergency as well.
What about air filtration? What about water filtration? What about other survivor gear needs? All of it at preparetoday.com, and your support there will support the transmission. All right. Here is some of the last stuff from some of the events from over the weekend, what they're doing to your children at these drag shows, these pride events, clip 14. And, of course, it's the drag queen for kids dancer leading children in a march. Very illustrative, isn't it? Satan leading lambs to the slaughter? Yes, in many ways indeed. And quite literally, when you talk about the genital mutilation that they recommend for these children and promote for these children. Simply incredible. All right, now listen to this Houston parent. I believe this is either a school board meeting hearing or a city council hearing. I can't tell, but either way, Governor Abbott has said he is directing the Texas education system to investigate this story. Houston parent claims one of the teachers takes his kids to an adult drag show. Here it is in clip 19.
My son attended Sam Houston MSTC. His teacher, Mr. Patrick Pickler, he was his chemistry teacher. He was also a writer for About Magazine, an LGBTQ magazine. He published an article with a lot of students and a lot of students on them without authorization. He recruited my son. He also took my son to a drag show when he was underage. He took him to a drag show when he was underage, and it was really bad. It was a really bad experience. He also put him next to this sex offender while he was out there with my son. There's a lot of stuff that nothing got done. I have a lot of info, a lot of videos, text messages. Police, HSD has a lot of messages. It was really bad.
And here's some of it. An 8-year-old boy. And so here's how it is, folks. You know, a lot of these drag queen performers might not be the bad guy. They might be innocent enough, just into their thing, and, you know, they get invited to go do this stuff, and they figure it's innocent enough. But there are those out there that are predators, and there are those out there that have friends that are predators. And so you're just seeing this inappropriate, this adult-themed drag show that an educator took his 8-year-old boy to here on the screen in front of me now. So the governor has said he's going to investigate this. So we'll see how that goes. But that's what they do. So there's a small percentage of people involved in this that may be innocent enough. But the people organizing into the top, they know exactly what they're doing. They know why they're targeting the kids. And then there's always a friend or a colleague that they bring in later on in the process that happens to be a pedophile. Either convicted multiple times, prostitute, a drug dealer, a child porn distributor, every single time. Oh, yeah, we're doing drag queen for kids. Yeah, yeah. And they bring them all in, and then they invite their little friend over who's got that pedophile background. And it just keeps happening. Now, this is Postmates, and I believe Postmates is like a food delivery service. I've never used Postmates. Guys, am I right about that? It's a food delivery service, and it's probably one of the bigger ones, I would imagine. It's one of the bigger ones. Probably not after this, though. This has to be one of the oddest marketing campaigns. And by the way, they've been very active on their social media accounts with this as well. Like, here's a post from them. We're tired of heterosexual sex being the main focus of sexual education. Homosexual sex, specifically bottoming, is all too often omitted and stigmatized. Not this year, Happy Pride. That's because there's nothing biological about that. Heterosexual sex is the biological reproductive system. That's why it's taught. That's what it is. Sticking your wee-wee in the exit is not biological and nothing to be proud of. I mean, just...
I'm sorry, man. I just can't help myself. I was going to make a really disgusting joke. But I'm going to withhold. I'm going to stop. So here's Postmates letting its users know what foods that they can eat that are good for bottoming, a.k.a. anal sex.
Eating this pride. Well, if you're a top, it seems like you can eat whatever you want. But if you're a bottom, you're expected to starve? Not this pride.
Let me, you know what, guys? Pause it and restart it. Because you hear they said, oh, if you're a top, you can eat whatever you want, but not if you're a bottom. Let me actually give you the actual science. If you're not having anal sex, you're good to go. If no one's sticking it in your exit, you're going to be quite all right. So, no, it has nothing to do with topping or bottoming. If you don't want to worry about getting poop on you, don't have anal sex. Don't put your wee-wee in the poop hole. See, they're going to, oh, it's so unfortunate for bottoms. They don't know what they can do because, you know, what happens with the... So we're going to try to give you guys food that you can eat because you're so discriminated against. All right, play it again. I'll shut up.
What are you eating, Miss Pride?
What are you eating, Miss
Well,
Pride?
If you're a top, it seems like
food?
You can
like
eat
what?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, if you're not having anal sex,
you're
good to
bottom,
go.
You're expected to starve? Not this pride. Introducing the bottom-friendly menu from Postmates. Aww. We teamed up with Dr. Evan Goldstein from Bespoke Surgical to bring you a menu of bottom-friendly foods backed by science. Insoluble fiber won't help you feel cute, so avoid things like whole grains, wheat bran, cauliflower, potatoes, legumes. Hold up, are you just fully diving into those beans? The problem with these foods is they don't dissolve in water, which could cause a traffic jam in your digestive system, making a mess of your evening. Speaking of messy, it's a good idea to avoid dairy.
I cannot handle lactose right now. Look at her!
If you're going to eat something insoluble, give your body about 24 hours to process all of it. Soluble fibers and protein are the key to having some good, clean fun. These all digest easily and slowly while feeding
What's
your...
What's that clean fun you're talking about, Postmates?
Which makes sushi...
Why don't you say it?
...bottom-friendly option.
Why don't you just say it?
There's no right or wrong way to bottom. But if you're planning on getting...
Oh, it's all wrong. Believe me.
The bottom-friendly menu on Postmates has the kinds of foods that can keep you feeling good.
Are you organic?
And then they do all their leftist promotion at the end of it.
I'm sorry, it's just so ridiculous. Oh, we do entire ad campaigns for people that are about to go get their butts plugged.
Wow, Biden's America, folks. Postmates. How's their stock looking after that? Do they have stock options? My guess is it's tanking. My guess is it's bottoming out. You know what I mean? All right, there you go, folks. There you go. If you're worried about if you're worried about keeping your crap in your britches, call Postmates for when you know your little friend with a rat tail shows up for your orgy. All right, liberals, gay pride, it's all fun.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.